No, when we talk about mind control, exactly what are we talking about?
Well, there's a couple different ways to look at it. You know, there's certainly the darker side of it, which, you know, we're going to cover some of that tonight, and then there's the brighter side of it, you know, how some of this technology might be used to enhance human performance for the opposite end of the spectrum. But on this particular issue of mind control, what we're talking about is being able to artificially influence or direct or control activities within an individual or group of human brains. And the idea of manipulating behavior, the idea of manipulating emotions, all of these kinds of things show up in the literature. And again, the big concern that I have is looking at when is it right to use technologies, and when is it absolutely wrong to use technologies? And in this particular area, and areas related to the impact on humanity of technologies, that's really the focus of our work over the next, what we see as a foreseeable future, for sure the next 4 or 5 years. We're pretty much committed to this issue and the related issues because we think it's the most invasive technology on the planet today, and being contemplated for uses that most rational people would strongly disagree with.
Nick, has this been going on for a long time, the issue of mind control?
Oh, absolutely. If you go back, in fact, let's kind of talk a little bit about, you know, sort of where all this started. You know, if you go way back, you have to go back to the Korean conflict, and the returning prisoners of war from the Korean conflict displayed very bizarre behaviors, total personality changes, ideological changes, big changes in these folks. And so after the war, we began to look at this, and the phrase brainwashing was actually coined back then in the early 50s. This then became kind of an interest area for our intelligence community in the United States because it was obvious that it was profound in its impact. So a lot of work was done through the 50s into the 60s. Eventually, in the early 70s, much of that was disclosed in congressional inquiries surrounding the MKUltra project and the rest of the projects surrounding that cluster. And these were the use primarily of chemical agents, LSD and hallucinogenics, and the like, that were used on American service personnel, on other disadvantaged individuals and people around the country as experimental guinea pigs, and they got caught.
Nick, did the former Soviet Union have anything to do with our push to get into this field?
Absolutely. In fact, the understanding of sort of how to affect the brain, if you go back even further, you know, back sort of before the 70s, you go back into the early part of the Vietnam conflict. In the 60s, middle 60s, we captured a device. It was a Soviet device called the LIDA machine. L-I-D-A is how it's spelled, and it was a device that was used for putting prisoners of war into trance-like states for extracting intelligence, and it used light and flickering light and sound and electromagnetic fields is what has been reported to do that. And this is an area that really did not make much noise when MKUltra was revealed. It was mainly the chemical side, but the Russians were long before we were engaged, at least in the public record, very interested in these issues and had been pursuing them. In fact, in the late 60s, many will remember the microwave bombardment of the U.S. Embassy.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Some said, hey, that was all about surveillance. Today, when we look back on what was happening and analyze what was happening, it was most likely trying to affect emotional states of people within the embassy by using pulsed microwave signals for disrupting brain function. And this is something that's been experimentally demonstrated as possible within laboratory environments.
We have, and as we open up the phone lines later on tonight, Nick, we may get some calls from people who believe that they are being bombarded with these kinds of signals, not only from maybe their neighbors, but some other kinds of government sources.
Well, you know, we hear from folks all the time, and you know, and you know, in the last couple of years, you know, we have become very concerned about the misapplication of technology, and you know, and that concern, because of what can happen, is really, I think, probably the most important technical issue out there. You know, would they do this? Could they do this? The answers to all those questions are yes, they can. Yes, they would. When you look at victims of human experimentation in the United States, over 500,000 Americans, according to Secretary of Energy O'Leary when she was in that position of the Clinton administration, were victims of non-consensual experiments over a 40-year period that involved everything from the MKUltra projects of mind control to injecting black Americans in the Southeast with syphilis to see how they would die over their lifetimes. The idea that 500,000 Americans have been victimized in this way, the idea that perhaps there are victims of this technology, I absolutely believe there are. We hear from a great number of people and have over the years. It's tough for us to sort out, you know, which ones are potentially victims of this type of technology and which ones might have other issues going on. But we see certain patterns emerge. And, you know, when you look at the history of this country and in the acknowledgement of experiments in this area already, there's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that this type of technology is being used in this way. And the sad story is it's a very difficult one to detect when you look at what kinds of ways they can deliver on this promise of being able to manipulate human behavior in this way.
You know, in the past, other than this Russian machine, this Leda machine, I would have assumed that our push for mind control then was based primarily on hypnosis and some other non-technological ways.
Sure. The idea of hypnosis, putting the mind in a highly suggestive state so that you can, you know, manipulate behavior, you know, that's certainly there. That's been around a long time. You know, people have said, oh, you can't really make someone do something they don't want to do, but you can create illusions that actually create exactly those outcomes, things that people really didn't plan on doing.